This is the day that God has made. I pray that everyone in the house and those that are viewing today will just open up your heart and your mind. We're at the close of 2024, entering the new season of 2025. Now, those are numbers, which may or may not mean a lot as a number, but the revelation of who you are in the coming year, that's what is important. And who we are is the image we are. And the image we are is who God created us to be in the Genesis of time. He said, I'm going to make them in my image and in my likeness. And if we will introduce that into 20 and 25, I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the most phenomenal, incredible, God-glorified years of all time. And I love something that Jesus said. He said, according to your faith. So what do you say this year is going to be? And the image that we are, the image God created, God is not a man, and we're men and women, but He created us in His image. So what image would that be? You are the image of the Word that God spoke. And the face of the earth took on the face of God when God spoke, because His Word is His will. And His will is His Word. And I love the scripture that says, of Him, through Him, to Him are all things. So God created all things for His purpose and His pleasure, and He has created you in His image and in His likeness. Now let me read something to you. We can stay right here so you know where we're going today. In Him, we have been chosen. We have been predestined. Because the Word says, He made us to know the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed beforehand. And that purpose is in Christ Jesus. So, did you catch that? He wanted to make known the mystery of His will. So, if you will, there was a time God's Word, His will, was a mystery. And He said, this is how I'm going to make known the mystery of my will. I'm going to create individuals of faith that believe I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's Jesus. And that there's only one God. And He is all authority and all power at all times. And He rules over the nations of men. But wait a minute. He made us in the image of Himself. But God is not a man. That's what the Word teaches us. He's a spirit. So what image is that? The image of His Word. And if we take on the image of His Word, 2025, the face of the earth will be the face of God. It will be the image of God. And I prophesy by the Word of God, the written Word of God, according to faith in who He is and who He is in us, that He will be glorified and the earth will take on the face of God. Nations, people, known, unknown, on television, over the internet, unlike ever before, will declare the name of Jesus. Not only say God or Lord, but Jesus, the Son of the living God. They will declare the firstborn among all brethren. They will declare the reality of our purpose, because God said His will was a mystery, and that mystery was made known in us through Christ. Of Him, to Him, through Him are all things. To God be glory. And then the Word says that this power that works in us, it's important, the Word teaches us, that we gain knowledge and understanding. It's called revelation, which is connected to prophecy. Prophecy is a foretelling of things. It's a picture, if you will, that God presents before you, a vision. And then He says, believe Me. Not just to do this thing, but believe Me. Just believe me. Ray, so right on today. I worship God. Do you worship God just because He's so God? I was thinking about our body and about just people. But I was thinking specifically about our body. And I was thinking about how much we love our body without a specific reason. Not because anyone does anything necessarily. Just love them. I just love them. God, I'm thankful for our body. I'm thankful for our family. I'm thankful for our friends. I just love them. They don't have to do anything. And I could feel the heart of God to a small degree as how God must feel about us. He just loves us because we are His will. God just loves you because you're His will. And then God sent His only begotten Son that whosoever believed in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, we've experienced the not perishing part. What I'm referring to is we've experienced freedom in Jesus. We've experienced the freeness of a sin-free consciousness through Christ, because we can look and say He paid for all of that, so I don't have to feel condemned for past sins or that I'm unworthy within myself, but He has become my worthiness. He is my righteousness. So then I can stand confidently and say, through Jesus Christ, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and bear witness and testimony to that word. But there's more. There's more for 2025. Bearing the image of the likeness of God. The word says, don't be conformed, but be transformed. We're putting off the old. The word says, let's put on the new. Let's put on the new. What all is that? We're about to experience it. I prophesy in 2025. The word says God won't do a new thing unless He reveals it, and it's prophetically declared. So if we want to see it happen, we have to prophesy together. And most of you here and most of you that view know what this represents. It represents that we're basically tied to the kingdom. The word says, the Greek is, the kingdom of God is within your grasp. And we're connected. The word says we're seated with Him in heavenly places. Literally, the right hand of Jesus. So, we have to have an understanding that God is working and orchestrating the perfect order of His will. My God, His way is perfect. And this is the season of Emmanuel. God with us. God with us. So in this today, I want you to pray with me. And then I'm going to let you take your seats. But I want you to pray with me. And what we're going to do is we're going to agree that the earth is going to take on the appearance, the image, the face of God in social media, all over the platforms, broadcasting, movies, television. I mean, have you seen what God's been doing lately? Have you seen the networks that God is raising up? Are you hearing the name of Jesus boldly declared? Are you seeing this? I mean, there are new networks out there that are without reservation proclaiming and declaring, as we've been prophesying since, what has it been, early 2000s, God was going to do this thing. But we have to declare it. If you wait for something, the world isn't going to do it for you. Non-believers aren't going to do it for you, but you can impact the non-believer to become a believer just like you. And we have an opportunity to think in our minds, we're coming into a new era, a new season, and let's prophesy what that's going to look like. Like the woman, let's say within our heart, when we touch the hem of His garment, we're going to be healed. Let's say when we believe a thing, God will bring it to pass. Let's say what Jesus said. Well, what do you believe? According to your faith, be it unto you. If you believe in your heart, you can say to a mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and nothing will be impossible to you. Let's take on that image and not just thank God for freedom. Thank God for deliverance. But there's more. That was an open door to believe what God wanted us to believe. So the mystery of His will could be revealed. And not only does earth get the joy from that and the favor, but heaven is impacted as well. That's why the scripture says that He will unite heaven and earth. And He says, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Come on, guys, let's think about it. So let's pull on heaven together. If you have your little wristband, you can tug on that. It just says pulling on heaven. What does that mean? Whatever we release from the earth is released from the heavens. Whatever we bind on the earth is bound in the heavens. God backs what we say when we state and declare His word by faith. This is going to be one phenomenal, incredible, pulsating year of power. This is the greatest season of our lives. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Lord, we declare your word is yes and in you, amen. We thank you that it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. And God, we pull on the heavens of our God and of his Christ. And as declared in your word, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. God, be glorified in your people, in the nations of all the earth. Let the peace of God reign and rule in the hearts and the nations of men, declaring that you are God through the vessels through whom you have chosen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So today, God, we give you praise because you've empowered us to do so. You've awakened us to the reality of the truth. We declare, God, that you will be glorified in the earth. We will step into a new season of renewed spirit, renewed mind, renewed bodies. God, that you will be glorified. The old will pass away and the new will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Your kingdom come. Your will be done within your people, the earth that you have made, even as it is in heaven. So, God, be glorified, be revealed, be pleased. God, we are sanctified by the word and through the blood of the Lamb. And we declare that this day and the close of this year and the entrance into 2025 will be one of a glorious evocation of the living God. Lord, that you will be speaking, revealing, declaring, manifesting. Your name will be heralded throughout the nations of the earth with honor and respect. God, people will bow their knee to the glory of the testimony that you have placed within your people. We give you praise and glorify, God, your holy name. For you are worthy of all praise and all glory and all honor. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, he is one God, one Lord, in all, through all. To him be glory, honor, and praise. And everybody shout it. Give the Lord a shout. Come on. Give the Lord a shout. Come on. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Come on. Lift your hands. Bless his holy name. Sing it with me. Come on, choir. Give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout. The Lord says, shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto our God with a voice of praise. It's the word. Shout unto God, all you people. Come on, say it. Ready? One, two, three. Give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift my voice. I lift my hands. I bless your holy, holy name. God is doing great and mighty things in the nations of the earth. In the next 3 years, there will be a turmoil throughout the world. And those that worship their God will be known for the God they worship. Whether a false God, their strength will fall and be broken. And they will be exposed that this is not the true God. But to those that worship the true one and only God, the Lord will exalt his name in the earth. And with this undoing, God will redo and rebuild and reestablish. And he will give us and reveal through us his will and his purpose. And we will walk in the full order of his call. We will know the strength of the Spirit. We will know the witness of his power. And we will bear witness to the blessing and the favor of the Lord. And even your enemies will become at peace with you because we have sought to know the favor and the pleasure of the Lord. This is that season. This is that day. This is that hour. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Nothing like today has ever happened before. Nothing like the order of His will. Nothing like today has ever shown up before. For the Lord has made it for His purpose and His pleasure. This is the day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Say it. This is the day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. There's never been a day like today. Never been a day like today. Come on, your world is going to change for the glory of God. The order of your steps will no longer be confined or restricted by your doubt and your fear. The news will be heralded throughout the nations of the earth. And it's not the news of what man is doing, but as the word says, in the latter days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And my sons and my daughters, they will prophesy. And on the old, they will dream dreams, and the young, they will see visions. In that day, God will be glorified in the earth, and the earth will take on the face and the image of the true and living God. For the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Come on. We're not given to time. Time is given to us, let's say. We're not given to time. Time is given to us today. We're not given to time. Time was given to us today. So lift up your voice. What do you have to say? Father, we declare your blessing and your favor. Today, right now, God, we're not asking for you to do anything for us. You've given us all things. Lord, we're praying that you would be glorified through your people. Father, we're praying today that you would be magnified in all the earth, that not one corner of the earth will escape the glory of God. But Father, that there will be a restoration and an awakening of a generation. Lord, that you will appear through your people in signs and wonders and glory and song and praise and worship and salvation and healing, alive from the dead, born of the Spirit, changed in their mind. God, that you will take that which has been in the hands of the unrighteous and the non-believing, and to many it will be placed in their hands, but yet it will be the righteous, because they will be born of the Spirit. And those that reject and resist the will of the Father, you will take and give it to another. And God, in it all, we will glorify you and say, look and see what God is doing. And the nations will follow your strength and the strength of your faith. They will be wooed by the conviction of your faith that God rules in the nations of the earth, that His way is perfect, that peace rests and reigns. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God, we praise you for this day. This is the hour, this is the order, this is the season, this is the time. There's nothing to wait for. This is the day. I will say of the Lord, this is the day, this is the day, this is the day God has made. And in it I rejoice, and I am exceedingly glad. If you believe that, lift your voice and shout to your God. Come on. You can take your seats this morning. Such an incredible time, unlike any other. And you have to believe that, because you will only see what your faith declares is reality. Your faith, the word says, your faith is what you live by. Your faith is your world. Your faith is your reality. Your faith is your justification. We've known what it feels like to be free, and we've heralded it in song and praise and worship. And remember, there's a difference in worship, songs of worship, and songs of encouragement, and songs of praise. And it's important to understand that songs of worship are about God and God alone. Worship does not involve mankind other than we are redeemed through His grace. But worship is an adoration of who God is. So oftentimes people say we're going to sing worship, and they sing about what God has delivered them from and where they came from and where they're going. And that's not worship. It can be encouraging. It can be ministering to people. But worship is all adoration and awe and honor of who God is. It's a declaration of who Christ in us is. And the word says Christ in us is the hope of glory. And what that literally means is God's glory will be expelled. It will be revealed, discovered, unveiled through people that worship Him, through people that believe His word. That's why He said, I'm going to reveal the mystery of my will. Heaven didn't know everything there was to know about God. The word says, no eye has seen. And the original text literally is, no angel, no angelic being, no one has seen all the things that God has prepared. No one. That's why they look at you. The word says they look at you with an urgency, a desire to see not just you conquer, not your conquests throughout the world, but how God is revealed through you, because they are worshipers of God. They know what it is to worship God. The angels know what it is to worship God. The 24 elders know what it is to worship God. The seraphims and the cherubims, they know what it is to worship God. They want you to worship God because God deemed and chose you, through whom which He would reveal the mystery of His will. No eye has seen. No one. No ear has heard. No man has known the things that God has revealed. Yet He is revealing it through us. And it is not our human presentation. It's not our bodies. They're the representation of who Christ is, or who God is, or the image of God, or the likeness of God. But it's that word that God speaks to you. And if you're in a time that is challenging to you, the word of God comes, speaks to you. So you will believe the word God has given you. See, the image God has given us from the Genesis of time, Adam and Eve, to present day, the image is not the visual. It's not the body. It's not the earth. It's the word. The image God gave Adam and Eve was the word that He gave them. Take dominion. How? Just trust me. God made it very, very simple. Just enjoy everything that's good. That's how they took dominion. Just enjoy everything that's good. And whatever comes into your heart by my Spirit, say it. That's my image. And you can take dominion over all the beasts that walk on the earth, everything that crawls under the earth, above the earth, in the heavens, in the sky, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea. It's all yours. The word of God was a word of pleasure, a word of joy, a word of blessing, a word of honor, a word of God exposed, God revealed, God manifest. And He said, I want you to take dominion. And there was that was a key point. Take dominion. Take dominion. So God is going to bring to pass the word He's given you, but something has to happen so that word can come to fruition. So you can see the demonstration of that word and how it affects the world as we know it. And we need that today. We need to see how the word of God is going to impact the world. Not just that we've been saved, thank God for it. Not just that we're free, thank God for it. Not just that we don't have to die and go to hell, thank God for that. But the image of God that takes dominion in the earth. So social media will be handed over into the hands of the righteous. The networks and movies and the industry will be taken over again as it was meant to be from the beginning, that God was glorified through it. But something has to happen. There is a do for you to do, but it's a joyful do. The do for Adam and Eve was take dominion over all the earth. Here's my word. Everything is good and everything is for you. Have as much of it as you want, anytime you want. And there's no shame. You can eat those cookies. Okay, it wasn't cookies. All the best. All the best with no condemnation, no shame to you. They had no real consciousness of them. That word says they were naked but uninterrupted by the idea of being naked, because they weren't really naked. They just weren't clothed with material. They were clothed with the word and the glory and the presence of the living God. So the attention, you see, wasn't turned to them, and there is fullness there. The word says, seek first the kingdom of God. And sometimes other people, individuals, mankind can relate that to, I'm losing out on something. I'm having to give something up. I'm not able to enjoy, but this is my suffering for Christ. But the opposite is true. The fullness of God in you is everything you've ever desired, and not only so, but so much beyond anything you could ask or think or even pray for. And that's the will of God, not the will of man. The will of man is everything you fight against, everything you struggle against, everything that makes you sad and tired and sick and weak and hopeless and distressed. All those things are the will of man, never the will of God, because God is the same. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I'm all time. I don't change. It's profound to me that we're here, that we know a reality. Maybe I'm one of the only ones that think that way, but I just think reality exists. How strange is that? Where did it come from? No matter who would try to debate God versus no God, their own words declare their ignorance. Because either you're not here speaking and you're not a reality, or you are a reality that had to come from an eternal reality, because there had to be an always being, or there would never have been a beginning. I think reality is incredible. And you are a part of God's reality. You didn't make yourself. The word says, you have not chosen me, I've chosen you. The word says that God created humanity, he created human beings, he created us, so his will could be pronounced. So it would be known in the earth. God is God. But not just God is there and we are here, but through all of us, heaven and earth get to come together in the unity of his will. Have you ever thought about that? So when you're challenged in whatever it may be, that's God saying, I am showing you the eternal part of you. And that eternal part of you is your faith in my word. And when you're believing in the word of God, no matter what, thank God for the opportunities to believe him. See, not people that deny God, they are denying him, but they're angry at him because they don't like the state of the world. If there is a God, why would it be? But see, in their world, their perfect God would be perfect hell, because there would be no hope, no desire, no dominion, no power, no authority, no affection. Everything would just be, and you'd feel dead, because it is our faith that makes us alive in who he is. And whatever it is you faith and you believe for and faith towards, God will make himself known through that. But what he's also doing, he's not just answering your prayer. He's not just wanting you to walk by faith so you're just blindly. Faith isn't blind. Faith is the only thing that shows you reality and truth, by the way. Faith in who he is. But he's exposing a power in you, a reality, an image of himself in you that you cannot know unless your faith is called on. So the word says this, it is written, the just must live by faith. But faith isn't something that you're constantly believing for and never able to attain. Faith is a reality the moment you believe. And there is a to-do. When a man's ways, a person, a woman, ways please the Lord. So there's something we can do to please the Lord. That's magnificent, right? That's awesome. When a man's ways, a person's ways please the Lord, he makes even their enemies to be at peace with him. We need some of that today. It's not by urging people to get saved, although we encourage people to get saved, of course. Anyone ever went on a fitness binge? No? None of you? Okay. Anyone ever went on like a diet thing? None of you either? And why did you do it? I just thought about it. No, you didn't. You saw someone that looked the way you want to look. Right? Come on. That's why I have this buff body. I saw someone that was just really buff and I... You see someone demonstrating, living the witness of something you look at and say, I'd like to be like that. You know, someone that's wealthy, you look at them and you think, I'd like to be like that. So, in other words, if someone came to you and said, be wealthy, you need to be wealthy, you'd say, yeah, right, I'd like to be. But if you see someone and you watch their life and it nudges at your will, that's what puts you on the road to being like that. In other words, the strength of their life is most inspiring. The strength of their faith, the strength of their success, that's what inspires people to be like you. Not you wanting to be. So when we as a body of Christ talk about, well, nobody's perfect. Well, Jesus is. Well, I'm not. Well, the Word says that we are made perfect in Him. And it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. You hear your faith talking? I know you're here. We all know you've made. Well, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Like, oh my gosh, thanks for telling me that. I thought you were perfect. I thought I'd finally met someone that was perfect. I am staggered to know you are not perfect. Or we're the only human. But the church is dominated by these ideas. You know, and when you do good, the devil's there because you did good. I have never found that one time in the Word. When a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are made to be at peace with him. That's what I found. Steps of the righteous are order of the Lord. All things work together. Romans 8:28, for them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. But see, religion doesn't demonstrate the strength that woos people to be like you. Only when they're in a jeopardous situation and distressed beyond imagination, they go, I might as well try God, because they should be wanting to look at the fitness of your spiritual reality, your image, the power of your faith. And first of all, you need to be hungry for that. With a heart, man believes unto God, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You have to believe. The Scriptures tell us it's through the acknowledging, through the knowledge of Him. So revelation is really important. This is the year of revelation. Not repetitiveness, but revelation. To see the face of the earth turning to the face of God. To see the glory of the earth. The earth is the Lord's. It belongs to God, by the way. The fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. And the Word says, God said, I made all things for my purpose. Everything, even the unjust for the day of judgment. Now, God didn't make someone unjust. But the Word says God has a perfect will for every order and every action in the earth. And as believers, if we take on the attitude, put on the new man as we're commanded by the Word, put on the new man, the new mind that says, I am created in the very likeness of God. I am literally a part of God's reality. I am not my own. Your struggles begin to fall away because you're not acknowledging yourself for who you were or what you cannot do, but you acknowledge Him. Is there a scripture about that? In all my ways, and He will direct my path. This is that year, and God will give into your hands whatever. What do you want? If you will call it out by faith and not be divided, the Lord will give it to you, and the Lord will give you a word to stand on. It is your faith that draws the prophetic unction of the Spirit of God. There is a day, and this is the season we're coming into, there was a day when the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant of God, which is a representation of the power of God in the earth with His people. And it was a very, very formidable power. No one could conquer. No one could overcome. It gained a reputation for power. And when it was in the earth in the camp of the Israelites, and they were coming towards an enemy, at that point the enemy's knees would go weak, no matter how many they were in number, how mighty they were, because they knew that those that carried the Ark of the Covenant carried the favor of God. And they would fear and tremble. And most of the time they ended up, you know, it didn't go good for them. It was a bad day for them. But there was a day that the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant, let's just say through a laxed attitude towards God and the covenant of his power. And they took it to Ramah. And they had it there. Well, actually, they took it to Ashdod. And they took it to Ashdod and they put it in the temple of their god, Dagon. And they put it in Dagon. And Ashdod, and Dagon, their god. And the word says that it was sitting right there by Dagon in Ashdod. And they put it there, and the next morning, Dagon was fallen over on its face in the dirt. Are you hearing anything? And so they set it up again. The world has set up false gods, and it's not just the unrighteous, but it's been in houses that declare to be houses of worship, but we have to declare God. Our houses are not there to declare the works of the devil. Not there to talk about what the devil's doing, what he's wanting to do, how he's trying to overcome you. That is not for the house of God. It should be forbidden in all reality. We should only declare the Lord. I will acknowledge and declare your glory. David said, I confess your word at all times in my mouth. You read through the Old Testament, you hardly ever hear them talking about devils or demons. They declare the glory of God. They praise God. They worship God. They glorify God. But it is very predominant today that we call him what's-his-name is brought up in the house of the Lord. And you all know this, and anyone that knows us that has been watching us or been with us for a long time, you know our stance here because of the word of the Lord. Because we believe there is only one God and only God, and he directs our steps, and our steps are ordered by him. So we're not divided. We're not divided. This year, 2025, is a year where that division is going to begin to disappear. Because revelation is coming because of hungry individuals that are seeking God, not because they're in trouble, they just love God. They're going to love the body just because they love the body. The heart of God is going to be shared with them. See, this is a difference in knowing the freedom of Christ, which we need, deliverance, which we need, the consciousness that is seared with a hot iron, removed, we're made new in Christ, a new mind. But the next transformation, revolution, the world calls it evolution. We call it revolution or transformation. Is the mind of God being revealed in you so you take on the attitude and the heart of God? You begin to think more like God. The word says, knowing to discern between right and wrong, good and evil, just and unjust. So I put before you in this coming year, be open-minded to new convictions by the Holy Spirit. Be open-minded to new conviction by the Holy Spirit. Because as the Spirit of God begins to change your mind and transform your mind, you're going to see things differently than you had believed them to be prior. The word says old things have passed. See, we've read a lot of these scriptures, but it's time to become the face of the Word of God. Let this Word be in you. Let this Spirit, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. What did he say? What did Jesus say? He said, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of the Father. Doing the will of the Father is the answer to every question you have in your life. The demonstration of your peace, the demonstration of your joy, the demonstration of your worship, not you should be like me, but I'm just honored to be anything like God would have me to be. Not of myself, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. I'm no longer my own. I'm bought with a price. 2025 looks like the face of God. These are my words of prophecy to the body, to the nations, to every place God sends this word. God says, I will do a new thing. But until it's revealed, until the voice of my prophets or the mouth of my prophets declare it, everything stays. Why? Because God deemed it necessary and right to create vessels of faith. That's who you are. Bring them into favor through Christ. So we were not born of flesh and blood, but now we are born through the nature of Christ in us, which is the hope of God's glory being revealed not only to earth but to heaven as well. It is called the fullness of God. And the Word says that fullness dwelt in bodily form in Christ Jesus. And Jesus and everything He did was a prophecy of you and your future. And how great is that? It is the conviction of your faith that will bring people to their knees in worship to the God you love and serve, the one and only. And in order for us to arrive there, we have to do as Paul said. He said, I beseech you by the mercies of God, present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your worship. O King James, your reasonable service. Present yourself, I beseech you, I urge you by the, I can hear Paul, I urge you by the mercy of God. Present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. This is not you. Stop talking about I'm only human. This is just me and I'm this and I'm that and I'm not. Stop it. Stop denying and renouncing your redemption. You don't have to talk about how great you are. Just talk about who He is and who He is in you. Defaming yourself is not honor towards God, bowing your knee to His will and His word. That's honor. That's worship. That's honoring the Lord. Obstructions will be moved. Conduits will be purged. Connections will be refastened. Power will flow. God will show you. God will show you the honor of your call and anointing. He will teach you about your anointing. Matt Crouch through 2025. And in that, you will see that people will bow to the ideas that you receive by the word of the Lord so you can believe towards them, and God will give you a platform that you did not build, but you stand upon, and fulfilling the word that God gives you a platform whereupon you did not build, and you will execute ideas from the kingdom of God to relate people, to bring them back into relationship with the will of the Father, in essence, revealing the mysteries of His will. And places will be filled in awe and adoration of what God is revealing. If you will believe, doubt not in your heart, and walk in what God has called you to walk in, you will learn about your own anointing as you have never known it before. This is an unlikely season. You will draw from a well that is so deep, many people will say, I don't have a rope long enough to dip the bucket down to the well because the water table is so deep. But it is in the depth of that well, and that well is the revelation that God will give you a drink from. You will drink from revelation. You and Lori and your family will drink from revelation in this coming season, unlike any other time, and it will be a refreshing. That is the well that will never go dry. And in that, all resources and agreement, people that you would not even imagine will come and agree that God is doing something through you because of the strong conviction of your faith and your commitment to the word of the Lord. This is that season. Anton, there's a watcher watching over you, keeping you, guiding you. If he were to tap your leg to keep you in perfect harmony, perfect stride with the will of the Father, that's what's happening. It's almost like you can't go out of the way because of the commitment of your heart. And you will not be estranged from your faith. In other words, you will never find a time where it will be like you have been disowned of your faith, but will grow in the strength of your faith. And you, without execution of your own, will be a teacher
of the authority of God's will, how to bless those of faith that trust completely and compliant to the voice of the Spirit of God in them as their conviction. Whatever God says, I must do, and you just do. Whatever I hear, I will do. You will find that there are no borders to where you're going. It's just like I can go anywhere. I can do anything as long as peace follows me and the word of the Lord confirms this is God. The Lord will lead you in places and paths you had never imagined and only lightly dreamed. And you're going to dream some things that is going to stagger your mind, and God will bring them, begin to execute them. You're right there right now. This is a season like you've never, ever, 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 ever walked into, and you never even saw it coming. You only saw what you thought was coming would come. But what you haven't thought and you haven't looked at and you haven't even known to believe for, God will do, because you've trusted Him with your heart. With your heart. Father, we praise You. We love You. We thank You. We worship You. We seek You. Angie, I saw you yesterday. And you were the first one that walked in as soon as I walked out the door today. And I went, there it is, so confirmed. It is the great strength of the conviction of your faith and your love towards the Father that will sanctify your house. Take all the dealings. I see broken pieces of business, fragments of business. Some that have just, it has been so frustrating. It's just like, just let it all go. And other pieces are, it's as though a vase was broken and the pieces were picked up and put in different places, but it was never put together. Your faith will put it together, and not because you're trying to force anyone else to do it or make them believe or make them saved or make them receive the Holy Spirit, but because you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will reassemble the vase. You will say in your heart, say it as the widow woman did, when I touch the hem of His garment. What does that mean? When my foot hits the threshold of my home, the glory of God is manifest through me. And I hear you referring to it as ignorance and blindness. Obstinance will vanish away. And the only thing you're going to realize, and in you, the only thing you're going to realize is the faith of God that's flowing through you because you're committed. It's not what anyone else does around you. You are not responsible for the lives of those that they should or should not believe. You're responsible to live the life you believe in who He is and who He is in you. In that, the strength of your witness will be the conviction of their hearts. But if they see your faith wane, they wane with you. Because whether you know it or not, you are the strength of your house. You don't bark out orders. Well, sometimes you do. But it's the strength of your faith that rules. Someone was kept alive because of the conviction of your word. And they're alive today, a young man, because of the conviction of your word. They listened to you about something you said, not to do something that would have been really bad. You are a strength, and there's more strength to you than you realize. The business is not your business, whatever that is. But your faith is your business, to do the will of the Father, like Jesus said. I am believing and prophesying with you with conviction. 2025 is a year that Angie blossoms and blooms into something that is untethered to anything of negative, resounding dispute, arguments, detriment, destruction, and only wholeness and fullness and soundness and completeness will be in you. Live there and only there. That's what you were responsible for. You will not draw anyone to the Spirit, but the Spirit of God in you will be the drawing, wooing force and power within you that will move those around you. There's an outside source trying to affect the internal workings. God will stop it. God will bring a calm. And someone within this group is going to get saved. It's going to stagger your mind. Just be the witness as though you're not aware of anything except who Christ in you is. No argument, no trying to talk someone in or out of anything. Be the trainer. Be the one fit. Be the wealthy one. Demonstrate your power. And they will want to live the life you live. This is that day. I'm excited about 2025. Not the year, but the revelation. How many people could have reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment? And then after the woman did it, people started doing it. After the handkerchief, then people started to. After a demonstration of faith, people began to actuate that faith. That's you today. Choose. Choose today. Today, I'm going to walk in such joy. That's that scripture. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. This is the day God has made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. I will walk in the knowledge of His word and of His will. I will walk in the purpose for which He has assigned me to. And I'm going to enjoy my life. Take dominion over all the earth. And here's what you have to do. One thing. Resist your will. Don't touch that tree that I said don't touch. Now we all know the best way to get someone to look in a direction you want them to look is to tell them not to look that way. If you want a child not to touch something, don't tell them don't touch it. You know what it's like. Don't touch that. It's hot. Wet paint. Wet paint, don't touch. Everybody's walking by, touching. What is that? It's the genesis of our design. Learn to follow the instruction of the Lord. Learn to obey the word of God. Learn to have faith in who Christ in you is. I see God doing our what's your name? Esther? And who's this? Eric. Can I say something to you? I see God, I see something radical going on around you. And I see the Lord saying, I'll bring everything together, including both of you in a way you've never known, unity and oneness. I am the Lord that heals you. Nothing can be stolen from you. Everything is in my hands, says the Lord. And I will help you. I will help you out and I will take you in. The Lord is the healer of your life. Can I just be bold? The healer of your marriage, the healer of your family, the restoration. This is not one of the worst seasons. This is the best season for you because God is doing a work in both of you. And deliverance is right at your door. I speak a word to you. You're here today because God made you come. And the word of the Lord is, I'm watching over you. I have you. I'll hold you. I'll keep you. One thing do. Do one thing. Do one thing. Say it's not bad. It's good. God is doing a new thing in our lives. And don't try so hard. Just love Him hard. Just love Him hard. Love Him hard. There's a ministry on the inside of you, sir. Something powerfully profound God will do and is doing right now over the past few months, past few years. And there's a word of power. There's a strong conviction. When your mind is set to do something, you're like a bull. It's very, very hard to pull you away. God will point your head in the direction He wants you to go, and you're going to do what God has said. I'm prophesying a word to you, believing by faith, you receive it, and you walk in the authority of that word. This is the dawning of a new day for you. The old will pass, and the new will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I pray the blessing of God's direction and favor on both your lives, that God will orchestrate your steps. I see you moving, and God re-establishing you something, someplace, somehow. Very wonderful. Very new. You need a new start. This is a new day. This is a new start. And everything with business, God will bring to fruition and God will be glorified through you. And you won't have to sweat it so hard. It's not the end. It's the beginning of a new thing. This is the season and the hour of the Lord. Give God praise today. Lord, we worship You and we praise You. For You and You alone are worthy of praise and glory and honor and power. We get to walk a ways in 2025. There will be 3 years. And let me make it clear, there's going to be 3 years of upset for Dagon, and 3 years of glory for the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Okay? Ashdod fell to his face. Then they set him up, and the next day, you know what happened? His head and his hands were gone. This is the word of the Lord that God spoke to me. There is a day that Saul wants to execute David. He wants to kill him. He's jealous, and he's angry, and vehemently so. And David knows this. So David seeks refuge with Samuel the prophet. And these are the days that are coming, says the word of the Lord. And David fled from Saul to Samuel. And it was the season of sacrifice, and Samuel went up, and David went up with Samuel. And Samuel prophesied, and David prophesied. And Saul heard where David was, so Saul sent a group of men to capture David, to bring him back to kill him. And when the group came to kill David, the group of men to capture him, they too followed suit of David's anointing. They saw the power of his leadership, and his leadership was the Holy Spirit that God had spoken through him, because God had anointed him according to his word that he gave to Samuel. And they began to prophesy also, so they could not capture David, because the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them because of the heart and the pursuit of David, and he prophesied, and Samuel prophesied. So it will be to you. So it will be to you. And so he sent another group to capture David, because he heard what had happened to his first group of men. And they too, when they came into the camp and saw the prophets, Samuel and David, prophesying, they too fell on their knees and began to prophesy. And David, Saul sent another group, three groups of men, and they all pursued the same path. They all prophesied. So Saul said of himself, and this represents those that have thought themselves to be in authority and power, whether spiritual or not spiritual, whether in government or within the houses of fame and religion. Saul said, I'll go up myself. So Saul too, he went up also himself. And when Saul came into the company of those that were prophesying, Samuel and David, he too fell to his face and began to prophesy. And he stripped off his clothes and he prophesied before the presence of the Lord in humility. And he prophesied all day and all night. And David was escaped Saul's clutch. The word of the Lord is doing the same thing today. The word of the Lord is speaking through his people, those that will hear his voice and declare his word. And to all that says, we will prevail against you, and we will capture you, and we will take your resources, and we will demolish your revenue, and we will strip you from all your privilege. The word of the Lord is, no, you will not. But what you will do is you will join my people in prophecy. You will speak the word of the Lord, because my people have declared the word of the Lord, because they have taken dominion in the earth by the word of God, by their worship to the living God, their declaration of the only one and true God, the faithful God in his Christ. And as you begin to prophesy what God has spoken to you, they will bow with you. They will worship with you, and the word will be fulfilled. And the nations and the kings of the earth will look at you and call you blessed. It is the strength of the word of the Lord and the conviction of your faith that will cause the face of the earth to shine with the image of God's face himself. And this is the hour of the Lord. Give God praise this morning. Father, we worship you today. We glorify and bless your holy name. We declare you a God in the nations of all the earth, and there is none like you. You are holy and worthy of praise, and we bless and glorify your name, and we love you because of who you are. God Almighty, the Everlasting One, Jesus, Lord, Savior, and Redeemer, Prince of Perfect Peace, sweet fragrance, the Rose of Sharon, the Bright and Morning Star, the Everlasting One, the Alpha, the Omega, the First, the Last, the Beginning, the End, He which was and is to come. We worship you. You are a part of God's reality. And you may ask yourself, what part? All of it. All that He is, all that He reveals, all that He gives. For we are called to walk in the fullness of God in Christ. And 2025, I declare prophetically, is that onset of this prophecy, 2025, for the next 3 years. God will rid the nations of its obstacles for those that will believe in the word of the Lord, reconnect those pathways, redistribute to the willing, empower the trustworthy, honor the faithful, and be glorified in His earth. This is a great year, a great season. Worship God. Praise Him, love Him, believe Him. For Emmanuel, God doesn't want to just be close to you. He wants to be with you. And this is the greatest season of your lives. Give the Lord praise. Stand with me for just a moment, if you would. We're going to raise our hands and worship the God of all. One God, very simple. Kingdom of God is like a child, it's simple. One God, Lord of all, Creator of all, the Eternal One, ever been, always will be. And the eternity of who He is, because He is love, He wants to share it with you. Everyone in this house and everyone that's viewing right now, God's love is eternal. It doesn't mean that you just don't die. It means it is fullness. We will consistently, now and forever, be known in the earth and in the kingdom of God as the sons and daughters of faith, the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Those in whom believe that God is God, and we have been brought into relationship with the Father and born of God through the Spirit in Christ Jesus. And then the Word says, and you will receive power, Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses. It's time to testify of the image of God in this year coming, 2025. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Father, we praise you and declare health to your people, strength to your people, joy to your people, rejoicing to your people, worship, increase, abundance, the fullness of all things. As you stated in the beginning, and we redeemed to that time the garden of your favor, Father. All is good. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Simply take dominion over the earth, which is your honor, which you've received the power of the Holy Spirit to do, and bear witness to me. Father, be glorified in all and through all. To you, God, belongs the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, everyone shout it. Amen.